Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rival, 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 rival. Srila Pavana Harinama Sankirtana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Vitae Gaur Premanande. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshuhuvan Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Ho Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvidamscha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Krishna ya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha Nandagopakumaraya govindaya namo namaha ततोऽग्ने मारुतौ राजन् अमुञ्चन् मुखतो रुषा महीं निर्वीरुधं कर्तुं संवर्तक इवात्यये ततोऽग्ने मारुतौ राजन् अमुञ्चन् मुखतो रुषा महीं निर्वीरुधं कर्तुं संवर्तक इवात्यये ततोऽग्ने मारुतौ राजन् ततोऽग्ने मारुतौ राजन् अमुञ्चन् मुखतो रुषा महीं निर्विरुद्धं कर्तुं ततः thereafter अग्नि फायर मारुतौ एंड एयर राजन् ओ किंग अमुञ्चन् दे एमिटेड मुखतः फ्रॉम देयर माउथ्स रुषा आउट ऑफ एंगर महीम द अर्थ निर्विरुधम ट्रीलेस कर्तुम टू मेक संवर्तकः द फायर ऑफ डिवास्टेशन इव लाइक अत्यये एट द टाइम ऑफ डिवास्टेशन Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, Sri Prabhupada ki. Translation, my dear King, at the time of devastation, Lord Shiva emits fire and air from His mouth out of anger to make the surface of the earth completely treeless. The Prachetas also emitted fire and air from their mouths. In this verse, Vidura is addressed as Rajan, which means O King. In this regard, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that a dhira never becomes angry because he is always situated in devotional service. Advanced devotees can control their senses, therefore a devotee can be addressed as Rajan. A king controls and rules in various ways among citizens. Similarly, one who can control his senses is the king of his senses. He is a Swami or Goswami. The Swami's son, Goswamis, are therefore sometimes addressed as Maharaja or King. So in the previous verse it is said like this. Thereafter, all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. Then they saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Prachetas became very angry. So here, the cause of anger is mentioned here. And then the next verse, the action that arose out of anger is mentioned. So here, this is the cause they became angry. The next verse, out of anger they blew fire and air and burned down all the trees. So what was the result? After seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes, Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of King Barhishman and pacified them with words of logic. The remaining trees, being very much afraid of the Prachetas,
immediately delivered their daughter at the advice of Lord Brahma. Following the order of Lord Brahma, all the Prachitas accepted the girl as their wife. From the womb of this girl, the son of Lord Brahma named Daksha took birth, and Daksha had to take birth from the womb of Marisha due to his disobeying and disrespecting Lord Mahadev Shiva. Consequently, he had to give up his body twice. So, and the pastime goes on. So, we are studying the chapter on Prachitas. Activities of the Prachitas. So the Prachitas were under the water for 10,000 years. So because they performed very severe austerities, one of the 11 Rudras resides in the heart of a ascetic who performs severe austerities. So this is one of the side effects of austerity. One of the goal of austerity is purification. People perform austerity for various purposes. Like Hiranyakashipu's austerities were all very much condemned in the scripture because he was actually atheistic. He was anti-Vishnu. He wanted to actually kill Vishnu. And he performed austerity for the demigods to gain powers and become a proprietor of all the three planetary systems. So, such austerities are very much condemned. Like the mystic yogis also perform severe austerities first, and when they gain the powers, then they equally get into a mood of enjoying, like our Saubari Muni. He also went underwater and performed severe austerities, and then when he came out, he wanted to enjoy the 50 daughters of Mandata king. And then he came to good sense later. Again, he becomes a devotee after many years after that. But this type of tyag for the sake of bhog is condemned. So, Hiranyakashipu's austerity was like that. And when Hiranyakashipu, you know, after his austerities, he returned. Before austerity also, he was angry on Vishnu. And after performing the austerities and coming back and gaining all the powers, he became extremely averse to those who aligned with the will of Lord Vishnu, like his own son, Prahlad. So, his austerity itself was falsity. It was unacceptable austerity. Consequently, nothing came out well. As far as the Prachetas are concerned, actually the Prachetas got Narada Muni as a guru towards the end, you will find. But prior to that, the Prachetas actually first got the guidance of Lord Shiva, and they learned the Rudra Gita. After that, there was one Jabali, another guru near the ocean side. They met him, and he also guided them in Ashtanga Yoga. You will find that information in the Pracheta section. So then they performed Ashtanga Yoga also. Then they met Narada Muni. Narada Muni's verses are very, very special, what he spoke to Prachitas. Yathataror Moola Nishaychanana Trippinti Tatskanda Bhujavaprashaka. That kind of very, very special verses Narada speaks to Prachitas. So, one of the things with Narada Muni is Narada Muni gives a very complete understanding of devotional service and a well-rounded understanding of devotional service. What is that? The renunciation is not done in a one-sided way. For example, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagya Muchyate. So, the Tyag is certainly prescribed in the scriptures. Like purpose is tapasa brahmacharyena shamena damena cha tyagena sarva shaucha abhyam yamena niyamena va dehavad buddhijam dhira dharma jnashadhyanamita. All these things are, Prabhupada would often quote this items for purification of heart. At the same time, all the things which we are giving up should be used in Lord's service. Ultimately, it's meant for the Lord's service. So, if one is giving up the things of the world in a mood, in a spirit of detachment, but has not awakened sufficient love for the Lord, then his vairagya is likely to produce a type of anger which will be destructive, which will actually be harmful for the other living beings, and which will not benefit him, which will not benefit others. So therefore, there are two things in spiritual life. One is to develop detachment from the things of the world. That, like we said, Indraya Swaha Idam Na Mama. Okay, it's not mine. That's not enough. That is incomplete renunciation. Complete is, take those things and use it in Lord's service. Thereby with a goal to develop love for God. And that love for God is actually the juice that will flood the heart of the devotee to become compassionate, forgiving, tolerant, humble, sacrificing and non-controlling. So, if that is not done, then it remains incomplete. As far as pachetas are concerned, they definitely are devotees of the Lord. There is no doubt about that. And they also got knowledge from Lord Shiva in the Guru Parampara also. Later on they got knowledge from Narada. So we cannot blame the knowledge. They performed severe austerities underwater and they came out and they saw the trees are overgrown. So they wanted to cut down the trees. They exhibited great anger, which Brahmaji came and stopped them. You will see in the pages of Bhagavatam, sometimes a person is encouraged to fight. In other places, a person is desisted from fight, asked to desist from fight. Like Arjuna was not ready to fight, he was told to fight. Dhruva Maharaj wanted to fight, he was told to stop fighting. Now similarly, you know, somebody is not sufficiently angry, you request him, please become more angry. Like Arjuna, he is not, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjuna are not becoming sufficiently angry on Kauravas. So they are not ready to pick up the weapon, and Krishna had to incite the anger. He had to tell him that, you know, people will ridicule you. Sambhavitasya chakyatir maranadatirichyate. You know, it is worse for a kshatriya to hear words of insult from the people. People will say so many bad words about you, and still Arjuna is saying, still I am thinking whether to fight or not. Krishna is inciting the anger. In some places, some person is supposed to take an action, is not taking action. You have to tell him, hey, become a little more angry, be more responsible. On the other hand, Dhruva was told not to become angry. Samyaccha rosham bhadram te. Pacify your ati rosham, Dhruva. Here also they are told the same thing. Please pacify your anger. It is not, your anger is not becoming helpful. Which means the anger can be sometimes constructive or sometimes destructive. Like for example, the electricity, you know, we have this for heating the water, we use a rod. You have seen, we use a rod, we put in a bucket and we put a plug and then it heats. So in a calibrated way, we use it. Correct, no? You know, electricity is a very dangerous thing. Sometimes if you go and catch the rod with the hand, on the spot people have died also. It's a very risky thing. But the same electricity can heat the water, especially in chill, cold winter, it is helpful to heat the water. If one can handle it carefully. Similarly, anger also can be handled very carefully within limits. It can be very constructive. For example, the presiding deity of the mouth is who? Agni. Therefore, you have to be careful with the mouth. Now, if you see Agni, when you put in the kitchen, Agni scorches the sabjis. So ultimately, Agni scorching the sabji, is it good or not? So sabji becomes tasty. Otherwise, the sabji would be, imagine if the Agni burns the sabji completely down, it's all blackish completely like a graveyard. Nobody can taste the sabji. Correct, no? But you have to apply the heat in such a way that the sabji will be cooked. If the heat is less, the sabji will be half cooked. In a kacha kacha kacha, it will be kacha. It won't be tasty. If you over apply the heat, then sabji is useless. Either way, it's not tasty. So right amount of application of heat. Similarly with the mouth also, one has to be polite and firm. So if one combines these two, therefore we should know, even to become anger, Aristotle once said that we should know, first of all, whom to become angry with. Sometimes somebody else did, and whoever is around you, you become angry on them. Correct, no? And that fellow says, Prabhu, I am not the person. Wait a minute, I will get that person. He says, whoever did it, you know, this is a wrong thing was done. So you blow on the person who is right next to you. So bomb was put on a person who is innocent person. Huh? Isn't it? So therefore, you should know, first of all, whom to become angry with. And then we also need to know what should be the proportion of anger. For a small problem, small amount of anger. For a very big problem, then bigger amount of anger. And also the one also should know the right time to become angry also. Sometimes a public forum may not be the place to become angry with somebody. An email forum or a public assembly of devotees may not, like Daksha Prajapati became angry in a public assembly. See, public assembly need not necessarily be 50-60 people sitting. For example, if you are becoming angry with one person and two juniors are there, that is also considered public assembly. So in front of my juniors who are my counselees, I was chastised. People don't forget it for their whole life. They will say that what will happen to those juniors, they will be shattered. So the right place, the right time, the right quantity, and the right purpose, person, and the purpose also should be proper purpose also. Like when Hanuman became angry and he burnt Lanka and came back. Hanuman is also Shivamsh. Correct, no? Similarly, Durva is also Shivamsh. Both are Shivamsh. So one Shivamsh did something which pleased Lord Ram and Ram gave an embrace to him. Another Shivamsh, Durvasa, he became angry on Durvasa, he became angry on Ambarish and Chakra was behind him. That means, you know, the anger could be constructively used or destructively used. So one has to know, if one uses anger destructively, it will lead to repulsion. Like for example, small children, you know, it's very easy to become angry on them. Why? Because they're dependent. For food, they depend on you. For stay, they depend on you. For clothes, they depend on you. For taking them to school, they depend on you. For taking them to bathroom, they depend on you. So because they totally depend on you, when you come down like a thunderbolt or a lightning, the children have no way to go. They tolerate. But although they tolerate, they bury anger by possessing pent-up feelings, which will come out as animosity when they grow up. After they cross the teenage, then it will come out as animosity. Animosity means anger. Just like you will see the duck is sitting very silently, looks like a very graceful bird. But if you take a video below the water, it's all moving the legs very, very fast. Similarly, people bury their feelings in a very silent way, but later on, they'll bring it out. They're burying pent-up feelings. Some people actually appear very mild, but they store anger. They keep, one will come out in another, ugly, later on. So, therefore, the anger which is misapplied can be destructive, and it doesn't do any good for anyone. So, therefore, even if one has to use anger, it has to be used with great caution. See, when we talk about anger, generally the anger is counted along with the, there are 5-6 bad qualities. Dambo, darpo, abhimanascha, krodha, parushyameva cha, ajnanam, cha abhijatasya, partha sampadam, asurim. It's counted along with asuri sampat. In general, the daivi sampat, asuri sampat, while giving, Krishna is talking about the anger in which category? As asuri sampat. That means if we are still in the material world of modes, we take a word of caution from this verse. Because if we are not free from modes, then this quality can put us on a platform of asuric nature. You know, pride, conceit, dambo, darpo, abhimana, krodha, parushyam, harshness, arrogance. So along with that, Krishna is adding these things. Now, if it is coming in demoniac quality, then who are the people who used it very constructively? For example, if you take Prithu Maharaj becoming angry on the earth. So you will see, when Prithu Maharaj observed that all the praja are crying, coming to the king's palace doors, begging for food, and everybody is skinny. All over the world there is dryness, marshy lands, Nowhere there is greenery, nowhere there are flowers, fruits, grains. Prithu Maharaj was very upset. He was saying, as a king, where am I going wrong? Am I not performing yajna? Am I not worshipping the Supreme Lord? Where are the things going wrong? So he first introspected deeply to find out the cause of such scarcity. And then he understood Bhumata, Bhumi Devi, she was also angry for another reason. The king was angry for one reason, she was angry for another reason. What was her reason? Later on, when the king saw that she is not giving the yield, even after performing again all these things, then he looked at her and understood, she is the cause of not producing anything. Bhumi is supposed to be like a Kamadenu cow, who is supposed to produce all the needs for all the living beings. Now she is refusing to perform her duty. I am doing my duty and she is not doing her duty. Now I am not going to leave her. Then he took his bow and arrow. And then he wanted to chase after her, and then she fled very fast, assuming the form of a cow. And there acharyas have said, why she has in form of a cow? To draw sympathy. This is one very famous thing everywhere you will find. Whenever you become angry on somebody, everybody will try to draw sympathy by taking support from various places. So similarly, she is in form of a cow, because generally a king is compassionate to a cow. And brahmanas are compassionate to cows. So she thought that I will draw compassion. Did he become compassionate? He told her, you may assume form of a cow. And then he said, I will cut your body into a million pieces, he said. Then she asked him a question. Sir, if you cut my body into a million pieces, then how will all the jivas live on me? I am the residential place for all the jivas. The Lord said, I will keep all the jivas on my body. I don't need your help. So Lord exhibited great anger on earth like this. Now the earth understood, my Lord, because he is the Shaktyavesh avatar, he has the power of the Lord himself, he has come like this. Now it's better for me to submit to him my plea. Then she said, my dear king, please wait a minute, be patient. By anger no good happens in this world. Now first hear my words and decide whether to be angry with me or not later. First you listen to me, she said. And then she said, those who are Saragrahis, they capture the essence in any situation. Now I am going to tell you the essence. If you are patient, you will appreciate it, she said. And the king said, okay, let me hear. So here he became patient. He heard. Then she told him, she uses the word chori bhute, she says. There are so many fellows on the surface of the earth eating the grains and becoming plumpy and indulging in sense gratification. And not engaging in Lord service. This is what makes me angry, she said. And I don't want to give any more grains. Don't think I don't have anything. I have stored all the grains with me. But I will only release them if I get assurance that they will not be misused. Similarly, ISKCON society is also Krishna's spiritual world, non-different from spiritual world. So every penny of money stored here, not a single penny should be used for any sense gratification of any member. We don't want this money to be exploited. Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body and the money in ISKCON is my blood, Prabhupada said. Just like blood is necessary for a body to run, the funds that are coming here, therefore we want devotees, either in Brahmachari or congregation, wherever, those who connect with the society should be sold out servants of Srila Prabhupada. In fact, they should take less and give more. They should actually think that every drop of my blood is for Prabhupada's pleasure, for expanding this mission. And when it comes to taking, we should be very conjuice, very miserly. Like my father, in my school days, once I lost my pencil. It was almost half size. So then I asked my father for a new pencil. So he said, no, you have to find out where that pencil is. I said, somewhere in this room only. I said, then find out, he said. But I am not able to find out, give me a new one, I said. Then he told me the story of Gandhi. He said, Gandhi once had a this much size pencil, 2-inch size pencil. And he kept it in one of the files. And then the files went into the cupboard. And he couldn't find his servant. And Gandhi was searching, they couldn't find. And servant immediately went and purchased a new pencil and brought, and he was about to sharpen it. Gandhi said, "Hey, wait a minute, you cannot take a new one. You have to find the old one." And servant said, "Sir, it's almost over, only 2 inches." He said, "Yeah, that 2 inches also should be over." So my father told this example and said, "You have to find out." Then I told my father, "See, you are not a poor man. You know, you are a millionaire. And how can you be so conscious about giving a new pencil?" He said, "Because I am so strict, therefore I became a millionaire." See, if you see Marwadis and all, see, Marwadis will have crores of rupees. But if you look at the lifestyle, when it comes to spending, how many of you have seen them strict? You have seen them? They are conscious like, and very strict. Therefore, they accumulated. Now, if you see, when Bhumi was not giving, because all the fellows on earth were exploiting the Lord's wealth, and she became very angry. She said, "I cannot give for this purpose." So, ISKCON is also a great spiritual society. So, every penny should be spent for a spiritual purpose. And if you find anybody misusing or exploiting for their own personal purpose, you have to catch them. And then your being angry is meaningful. You are angry for a right purpose, to save the Lord's wealth, Lord's property. We don't want people to, Prabhupada said, if people don't read my books, they will eat, sleep and fall down. Prabhupada says in one of his letters. So, Prabhupada also became angry for a spiritual cause. So when she said this, then the king understood, "Oh, now I appreciate." And he said, she said, "My dear king, so many kings have come and gone. Before you, one another king was there. Who is that? Vena. What to speak of the chore people, king himself was a chore." She said, "Yatha Raja Tatha Praja." He was an atheist and all people became atheistic. "I have such a burnt experience here, bitter experience," she said. "He himself was denying Lord Vishnu. He was not allowing Brahmanas to perform sacrifices. So now I am so fed up," she said. "Neither the people nor the king is Krishna conscious. So I have decided that I will not give any grain to anybody. I'll keep it all with me." Then the king said, "Okay, now I understand. The situation will not prevail anymore." Prithu said, "I assure you that Lord Vishnu will be profusely glorified using all the yield that you will give. Then you will see Prithu Maharaj milking the earth. What all he milked. There is one full chapter on that." So here is, it's very interesting, because Prithu Maharaj first contemplated before becoming angry. So contemplation is in which guna? Sattaguna. Actually, if sattaguna precedes our anger, then the anger is not arising out of passion. If anger arises out of passion, it will end in destruction. And actually destruction also is not bad. Sometimes, like for example, samhara shakti manifests in the form of Parashuram. Or Lord Krishna, trying to evoke the anger of the Pandavas and causing a mass-scale destruction of massacre of, 60 crore people in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. That was for a dharma, dharma yuddha. So, if it is actually inspired by the Lord, if it is ultimately ordered by the Lord, and then even destruction can be constructive. Sometimes it may be necessary. But otherwise, the passion in this world leads to unnecessary destruction, and it has to be stopped. And therefore, Dhruva Maharaj was told, "Stop! Don't kill the yakshas wholesale. One yaksha killed your brother, but don't kill all the, wipe out the race of yakshas." Same was told to Janamejaya, the Parikshit son. When he came to know that the Takshaka was the cause of his father's death, Janamejaya became so angry. He said, "Now I'll perform a sacrifice where all the snakes from all over the world will be swallowed in the fire." But then who came? Pulastya Rishi came? Pulastya, I think, yeah. Pulastya was deputed by various great personalities to go to Janamejaya and request him to stop. Actually, this wiping out a whole race is never allowed. Even our Hitler is in the same category, wiping out the whole race. Dhruva, Janamejaya and Hitler also. Hitler also wanted to wipe out the race of Jews. So that is not allowed. Similarly, we should not develop anger towards any particular group of people or race of people. It's not good. So, in all these cases, the anger was told to be stopped. So, I read one beautiful prayer, a prayer for the goodwill of universal will. It's a universal prayer. You know what is it? May the wicked become virtuous. May the virtuous become peaceful. May the peaceful become free. May those who are free make others free. Sarve janaha sikhino bhavantu. So, this is actually a prayer for the welfare of all the jivas. So, those who are wicked jivas, Prahlad Maharaj said, let them become virtuous. That means, you know, those who are afflicted with the disease of asari pravritti, let them get daivi pravritti. May they become virtuous. And those who are virtuous, may them become tranquil. Tranquil means peaceful. So those who become virtuous, very soon they will become peacefully situated. They will give up that inimical mentality, revengeful mentality. And once they become peaceful means they don't delight in hurting other living entities. And they align with Lord's will and go on. And those who have become peaceful, gradually they become free from bondage. And when they become free from bondage, what they should do? May let them make others also free by preaching the message of Godhead. So, this is a universal prayer. And as individual devotees, what do we do with anger? Three easy things one can make an effort to cultivate. One is actually, when you don't eat on a Ekadashi day, you see the body is very weak. There is no enough strength to become angry. Correct, na? Even if you are very upset with somebody, you look at him very in upset tone and he says, Prabhuji, I'm angry with me, I'm angry but I can't speak now. No strength in the body. So, actually when one does menial services, like for example, washing the floor, cleaning the toilet, cooking in the kitchen, you know, cutting in the sabji, going to the market, you run here, run there, when you slog hard, the passion in the body is drained. Actually, all the religions prescribe bodily labors or hard work with the body to cultivate humility. Some of us may say that even people who do hard work are also sometimes proud. But in general, the religious literature say that the bodily labors done eventually can produce humility. Therefore, it is said, one should perform selfless hard labor for the pleasure of God. If one does that, that combination is very powerful. The hard labor should not be for becoming famous. The hard labor should be selfless. And it also should be directed towards pleasing Guru and Krishna. Then that can drain our passion and arouse compassion in our heart. And then while dealing with the other living entities, one has to consider oneself as lesser than all other living entities. If one considers oneself as better than other living entities, I am more smart, I am more intelligent, I am more shrewd. The other living entities are dull-headed, or other living entities are unintelligent, or they are foolish. Then one gets a superiority complex. With the superiority complex as the seed thought, one is likely to easily become angry over them for trivial reasons also. So, therefore, one should cultivate the thought of being, of considering one's qualifications to be lesser than the other jivas, other living entities. Yeah. And also, one should not harbor lingering passion in the mind. Like somebody says, I am going to meet that fellow. If he just doesn't agree, I am just not going to bend myself. If he insults me, I will show him who I am. I will finish him. In such a way that he will never be able to show his face. Like that, some lingering passionate thoughts are there in the mind before meeting someone. And then when you exactly meet the person, same explosion takes place. Actually, therefore, even before meeting those people who are very difficult for you to meet, there are people whom if you bring together, there will be explosion. So, it's very dangerous to bring. Recently, there was one member in one of the congregation wanted to complain about another congregation member. They both have been in a very, what do you call it, fighting mood or something like that. So, when they were brought, when you bring both together, they said certain things about the other which produces anger in the other. And the other person says certain words which produce anger in the first person. So, it is, therefore anger is poisonous and contagious, both. It's extremely poisonous to the heart of one another, and it is also contagious, like this corona. It's very contagious also. So it's very deadly it is. And it spreads like fire. Initially it spreads from one person to another, then it spreads to the groups of people. Like that everywhere. Fire catches. You know, then there are two big angry parties ready to wage a war against each other. Huh? Like that. It can become very dangerous it is. So one has to utilize one's intelligence and consider the possible consequences of angry behavior. Huh? So actually anger can be a very, anger is an inner emotion that drives us for an answer. It wants an answer. Because something has made us upset. Something was supposed to be in a certain way and it is not in a certain way. So then it's better for us to express it in a decent way, either by writing a letter. And how do we express? We should say that I am extremely upset and disappointed and I am broken hearted by the way you did this or you said that. It's a very right way of expressing. Because you have the right to feel disappointed. Nobody can say, why are you disappointed? Nobody can say that. That is your perception, you are feeling like that. The other person can correct. Instead of telling a person, the way you foolishly acted like a, you know, a fool or a monkey or a donkey or a buffalo, you know, nobody in this world will act like you. So when you say like that, then unnecessarily we incite anger in the other person also. So better that we say what we are feeling. So a lot could be said, but I'll take question for 5 minutes. Where is my watch? Any one question? I feel that this is a very important topic. I only spoke a very little, but sometimes we can have in Brahmachari class discussion because even in Brahmacharis many cases come of angry exchanges between devotees. It seems anger is one of the biggest problems in Kali Yuga, I think. So it will be very worthy to make groups and discuss and bring out things. We could have a workshop on this. All of us can improve.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your class. Prabhuji, in the beginning you mentioned one point that if austerity is there, then that one may have a tendency to become angry. And later part also you mentioned another point that if we are fasting on Ekadashi, and then you don't have energy to be angry. So how to understand these two?
Yeah, but in Ekadashi day, the anger which you want to express, you are unable to express, will be stored as a seed, which will come out next day after eating. Anger seed. You are not going to give up. But anger is only possible to give up. Quell the wave of anger with the wave of love. Shastra say that. For example, one man went to the kitchen. He became very angry with his wife. He was reading the newspaper. Suddenly he remembered that wife did something yesterday he was very upset with. So he went to the kitchen and shouted. She told him, see, wait a minute. Now I am cooking now. If you are angry, then I can't reply you. Because something will get spoiled in the kitchen. You know? So that, wait a minute. After I am cooking, I will come. We both will sit and talk, she said. He said, no, blah, 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 blah. You are shouting like that. He was shouting. Then she got really wild. She said, okay, even if sabji is burnt, I don't mind. I can respond to every one of your questions, she said. She took a bela and threw it. So extremely angry. Then this fellow understood she was right and he was wrong. He understood that. Now she said, now the cooking is almost over now, I am coming now. I have to do my tandav, she said. So the man ran out. Because he understood who was at fault. He was at fault. So by the time the lady came out of the kitchen, she was searching for him because she wanted to vent out her anger, but he was not there. And she was shouting and yelling very loudly, neighbors could hear it. But then the small baby got up from the bed hearing the sound. The baby was crawling and mama, and the baby came and sat on the lap. When she embraced the child, she forgot her anger because of love for the child. Then she kissed the child and she took the child for bathing. Completely the anger was, you know, gone. So quell the wave of anger with wave of love. Dhruva Maharaj went with revengeful attitude towards stepmother. But after seeing that beautiful form of Lord Vishnu, he wanted to drink the form of Lord Vishnu with his eyes, with his ears, with his every limb of his body. And in that he cried, now cold tears he cried. Earlier he had hot tears. Now the cold tears of love of God. Huh? Earlier hot tears of anger. So hot tears of anger became replaced with cold tears of love of God. Huh? Now his limbs are quivering and lips are also quivering, wanting to say a prayer, not to chastise anyone. Earlier lips are quivering to chastise his stepmother. So in this way the love of God flooded his heart and anger had no place there. So therefore I was telling, our austerity should be accompanied by awakening of love of God. So one thing I did in my life also, whenever I become extremely upset, I get into study of Bhagavatam more deeply. I study Bhagavatam and relish and try to remember and contemplate and see its application in our life. And try to remember the qualities of the Supreme Lord. And also one more thing I think is, this material world is a temporary place. It is like a passing phase. It has appeared in front of our eyes now, it will go away. But the soul and super soul relationship is permanent. So it is better for us to very strongly hook on to that relationship with the Lord's lotus feet. Because it's a permanent, like we said, Nitai Charana Satya Tahara Sevaka Nitya. So Lord's lotus feet is the ultimate truth. Lord's lotus feet will never vanish. And our relationship with the Lord's lotus feet will never be taken away. So better we firmly hold on to the permanent reality. And the other things which are passing phenomena, just tolerate them and go on. Because in this world, everything cannot be rectified. All the jivas have four defects. They are also afflicted by three gunas. And we are also afflicted by three gunas. Everything cannot be 100% perfect. Therefore, Prabhupada also said, in a spiritual society like ours, if you start removing people for small, small things, ultimately nobody will be there. Therefore, he said, don't remove them, reform them. Don't break them. Bend them or mend them, like the Prabhupada said. So the whole idea is this only. Of course, there are smaller and bigger mistakes. Bigger mistakes will need a punishment. But the smaller mistakes can be tolerated and can go on. So there is a lot to learn for us in dealing with difficult situations in Kali Yuga. So austerity will not produce anger if it is accompanied by awakening our love of God. That was the point, yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. So, 2-3 days ago, I was in Hyderabad. And then this corona disease thing, there was a big talk. So, then I also thought I will speak on corona fear, death near, inspire, intensify, sorry, kindle spiritual fire. Like that on one topic I spoke. Worldwide, people were so enthusiastic to hear this topic. Thousands of people connected and heard. So in that suggestion came to me from many, many people. That, Prabhuji, why did you do just one corona lecture? Instead of that, why don't you? We are all at home now. And offices are shut down. Schools, colleges are shut down. We are not allowed to go out. Everybody is quarantined in their home. So then Jagadish Hari Prabhu in Hyderabad suggested me one beautiful topic. You know, he said, utilize quarantine to become divine. He said, so Prabhu, you can give a lecture on this topic. Then I was thinking of giving one lecture, but then many people wrote to me and said that, Prabhu, we are holiday till 31st of March. So it will be nice if you give a series for 10 days. Then I immediately made a series of topics. So evening 4:30 to 6, I am doing Gajendra Moksha. Yesterday I started, first day. I'm going to do for next 9 more days, and that is 4:30 to 6. And 6:30 to 8, I'm doing in English various topics, different topics. Like yesterday I did Mad Elephant-like Mind, how to manage it. So I got videos of a good elephant and a mad elephant. So in case you didn't see it yesterday, the video, you can see it is on YouTube now. You'll be amazed. See, when an elephant is mad, it lifts the two-wheelers and throws it in the air. Can you imagine? And whole auto it is lifting up in the air and it's breaking it to pieces. In the forest also, when two fellows were going in scooter, when the elephant came, two fellows dropped the scooter and ran away. How powerful the mad elephant could be. And on the other hand, a good elephant, I got a video where the good elephant is drawing the picture of an elephant. And so attentively, all details it's making, even the tail with its, bushy thing on the back. And also elephant taking a flower from a flower plant, and the elephant is drawing with such precision, which requires creativity, innovation, attention, concentration, focus. That means, therefore, mind is compared to elephant. You see? So, I was so, satisfied to see that example. Our mind is also like a mad elephant. But it has a good side also. Our mind can be creative, innovative, peaceful, and focused. So, we can elevate the mind to sattva, by which we can do something very constructive in this world. So, I have 9 more topics in English, 6:30 to 8. If any of you want to see, if you want to join, I am doing it in my office only. The evening time, you are welcome. Shri Prabhupada ki. So, I am planning to do 10 days, and after that, if they say quarantine is 1 more month, then 1 more month we will do. I heard that VIT college is closed till April, to May end, I heard. June 1st, they are opening, I heard. So, we don't know how long this corona will go. See, the corona in 2002, you know, that only claimed some 734 lives or something. Now, this corona has already crossed, you know how many? 5,000? 10,000 people have died, isn't it? Now, how many have died? 10 have died already. Affected are 2 lakhs and 10,000 have died. Therefore, everything is shut down. My request to all brahmacharis also, even if you are planning to go out for programs and all, don't go, because if you don't know the mechanism of what happens in corona, there is a video available in the net. They have shown a cartoon, how the corona passes from one body to another and all that they have shown. So, nowadays in YouTube, there are hundreds of videos on corona. So, don't become corona conscious. But why I am telling you, educate yourself about it. Don't go and bring one corona inside. Then you may pass it on to others. So, therefore, we don't want devotees to go out, or we don't want people to come in. But only rarely we are allowing, like yesterday Amal Mahaprabhu came. So some devotees are wondering whether he'll be allowed or not. Then I told in America, if American citizen goes now, he is allowed entry into America. Why? Because he is citizen there. But Indian goes there, they will tell him, get out. So brahmachari means he's a citizen of the ashram. He should be allowed inside. Huh? So he was allowed. So we don't want people to go and come. There is a possibility of bringing. I heard there are 3 stages of corona. Stage 1 and 2 are over. In the 3rd stage, corona becomes extremely vicious. It jumps in a very, very fast way to people and wants to destroy the whole world. That stage has come now. So in this stage, what they are saying, this is the peak stage of corona now. In this stage, if corona doesn't get food, food means what? He doesn't get a new candidate to eat up this thing system, then corona will die. You understand, no? So right now, he is in a survive or die situation. So therefore, should we give him room or not? What do you say? Don't give him opportunity. Then he will die. And after that, no more corona problem at least. Till the next corona will come after some years. That's the material world, isn't it? So, you understand what I'm saying? Now the corona is in a survival, it's in the last stage now. So, at this time, if you go, yesterday Shweti Prabhu had a half an hour talk with me. He said, Prabhuji, bhaktam ko bahar kabhi mat chodna. Agar chodenge to... Because now it is going to jump in a very, very fast way now. So don't become a victim. Protect yourself and protect others also. Shri Prabhupada ki.